Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
From the newsroom to the nursery, we're juggling a demanding career on live TV with the demands of motherhood.
I'm Katie.
And I'm Karen.
They are Anchor Moms.
Hello, friends. Welcome to another episode of Anchor Moms, the podcast. Karen here, and we have a very special guest with us today, Charles Perez.
Hey, I feel special.
So Charles is filling in for Katie. She's out this week. And, you know, you'd think when Katie was out, we might try to find another anchor mom. But no, we found our favorite anchor dad.
Yeah.
Charles. Charles is Katie's cohort on the morning show. He is one of our morning anchors here. And Charles, you have a 13-year-old daughter.
Yes, I do. I'm married. We have a 13-year-old daughter. And just to set this up, I asked a friend recently how her daughter was. And she looked at me and she said, 13. And okay, that's all I needed to hear.
Yeah, that's it. That's all you need. Yeah.
Right.
So you are in a very, very different stage from me and Katie.
Right.
Because you are obviously out of the toddler baby years and full on teenage mode.
Yes.
And we'll talk about it a little bit more when we get to one of our articles. But I mean, it feels like that would be easier, but I feel like that's not really the case.
No,
right?
It's not. I would say 9, 10 years old felt easier to me.
Okay.
And then 11 and 12, I was a little bit on the fence. And now 13, I mean, we are full blown into, early teen years, everything from hormones, boys, she suddenly notices.
Wow.
She's become much more self-conscious in terms of dress, her hair, what it takes
makeup?
To get her out the door, makeup, all these things. And sometimes there's a little voice in my head saying, she's not wearing that. She's not, we're taking some of that makeup off. But it's not always so easy.
This feels very scary. And Charles, I mean, you are like the ultimate dad. You have gone with her to get bras.
Oh, yeah.
The stories you tell in the newsroom, I'm so impressed with how involved you are with your daughter.
Yeah. I mean, we went to Pink the other day because was worried about undergarments that show through her, spandex leggings or whatever. It's like, really? Really?
Wow. It is just a whole different thing, right?
Well, I think it's a generational shift. My dad never would have done this stuff with my sister. But, if you want to be connected to your kid and also be not so far away from where they are kind of culturally, their generation, and you have to accept some of that.
Right.
It's going to be different.
Right. Right. And so is she full on like Taylor Swift, like that sort of stuff?
Yeah, no, absolutely. She's right in there.
And you kind of try to keep up with the pop culture, yeah? I don't know.
Well, what she does, she kind of educates me.
Okay.
So then I can throw something out like in the newsroom and people are like, wow, he's like in the know. I'm
like really?
No, my kid just taught me yesterday. But there also is that truth that anything I say is going to be like, oh my God, really, Dad? there's a I guess, geek, nerdy, parent quality, no matter what comes out of my mouth. But, I think I'm pretty cool.
It's funny because I can already sense, so my oldest two are 7 and 8. Mm-hmm. And, that same thing, you as a parent, you say things, you do things, you dance around, just those things that you're just being you. And they are almost on the verge of giving me kind of the eye roll over that.
Right.
Can tell they're kind of like, okay, this is not really cool anymore, Mom.
Right.
And I can only imagine what the teenage years will be like. Because we're almost getting there, don't think I'm like the greatest thing ever anymore.
It's funny. We went to her soccer game yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And it was the first game of the season. And she's riding home with me. She's in the passenger seat. I'm obviously driving. And I ask her a few questions. Mm-hmm. And I can just tell she doesn't want to be asked questions.
Okay.
Why? I don't know. Mm-hmm. Is she mad at me? I don't know. I have no idea. I think I was being a good parent showing up.
Yeah, yeah. She did all the things right.
In the car. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then suddenly there's this whole mood shift. I don't know what it's about. She gets out of the car at home like she's upset about something. But we go inside and about 5 minutes later, she's completely sweet and normal. And I have just learned to let that stuff roll off my back.
Yeah, you just kind of have to keep rolling.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it could have been something from her day in her head. It could have been a friend. It could have been a
but
boy.
But then I think back on how, I mean, teenagers were tough.
Yeah.
Like for me, you know, they're just tough. So then you think, well, maybe I should cut them some slack. You know, well, like you said, maybe there's a lot going on in their head that you don't know about.
Well, I think the biggest challenge right now is her relationship with other girls. And they can really go from being best friends to being, I won't say enemies, but kind of like that.
Like mean girl stuff.
Yeah, like mean girl stuff. Yeah. And then go right back to being great friends another week or two. But in the interim, when they're not friends, I mean.
It's dicey.
God forbid I say hi to one of those girls during pickup.
How could you do that, Dad?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Oh, it's very personal. And yeah, and it can really get her going. And, you know, the part of that is. I have to always remember that what's going on for her is really big. I mean, their emotions are really big. And I usually do pick up. And when I pick her up and we're riding home, you know, she may break into tears. And she may not want to talk about it. In which case, I just kind of need to let her be. And if I don't say anything, if I don't ask anything, she's more likely to want to talk about it.
Interesting.
Yeah. Okay. So then she'll just start talking. She'll just say, Papa. She calls me Papa. And then she'll just tell me what's going on with her. But
so
if
you
I
kind
probe,
of have to, you can't, you have to you resist the temptation to just say, what's wrong? What's going on?
Yeah. Right. What's going on? Yeah. Just really say nothing and give her the space. And that's a
feels
big
like that would be so hard.
It is hard. But I think part of it is at this age, kind of like when she was really little. She's you know, developing her own sense of identity. So she's drawing boundaries and she doesn't want an adult or a parent to push in on that. So you have to give her the space to kind of push out with it. It's not unlike, and I read this in one of the articles that you, you sent me. It's not unlike when you have toddlers and they just say no about everything. They're being a little bit defiant, but they're also saying, I am a person. I'm here. And
I want to do my thing.
Yeah, I'm going to do my thing. And to be honest with you, sometimes that's hard because I want her to do my thing.
Right.
But I do understand how if you want them to develop these healthy, rounded identities, you've got to let them have some of that.
Right.
And now that doesn't mean 100% or suddenly they are defining the narrative.
Right.
And you don't want the kid to set the narrative, you know, in your home, in your car, anywhere.
Right.
But you have to give them the space to figure out who they are.
Right. Charles, I feel like when my kids get older, I'm just going to come to you for parenting advice. Because you you know how to do these teenage years that we don't know how to do. Okay. Well, we are going to talk more about that in a minute.
Can I jump in here with something?
Yeah, yeah.
I've been in the news business for years, but then I took a break. And during that break, I did something I kind of always wanted to do. I became a middle school history teacher.
Okay.
People think that's insane. Like, why would you teach middle school? But I kind of like kids at that age. Like, they're fun, and I like connecting with them. And I think that really served me.
Yes. Yeah. Because now you've been around that age group. You know kind of the best ways to deal with them.
Absolutely. Yeah. And like with anybody, but really with kids that age, you have to meet them where they are. And I don't care what the topic is. It's almost like you have to take your adult brain off. That doesn't mean get rid of your adult responsibility and sense of reasoning, but you kind of have to go where they are. And that includes, you know, some of these, you know, personal issues for them. You know, like you never want to embarrass your kid.
Right.
You never want to shame them.
Right.
But you also have to lay down boundaries. And it's a hard thing to do. Like she said to me the other day, she said, she got mad at something. She goes, you're not my friend. I was like, I know.
This is an accurate statement. Yes.
I'm not your friend. I'm your parent.
You just figure this out. Yeah.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And we've had that conversation over and over for years, but it was still like a new revelation for her. Yeah. And she thought she was going to be able to use it mm-hmm. to make me change my behavior.
You're like, oh, actually, I'm aware of that. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. There you
go. So the first article that we are talking about today is a little bit spicy.
Yes.
So Bradley Cooper, this is from E! News. Bradley Cooper shares his unconventional parenting take on nudity at home. I mean, wow. So listen, this it says in this article that he said he's totally fine strutting around in his home naked after growing up with a father who was equally comfortable being in the buff. And he has a 6-year-old daughter at home. He said he keeps the bathroom door open. And he says, it's interesting. He says the reason he feels like he's like this is because, you know, he lived in New York City where everything's small. So he said, you know, I lived in apartments where the bathtub and the toilet and the bed are all in the same room. So it's all, you know, like there's just no space to, you know, have your own
privacy. To have clothes on.
So anyway, so I thought that was kind of interesting. So what do you think? I mean, would that like be, you know, when your daughter was six? And I do think, let me just say this too. I do think there is that point where, you know, we have friends who, you know, might shower with their kids when they're mm-hmm. younger. And then you do get to that point, and that age is a big question mark. But you get to that point where you're like, okay, this is probably the kids are getting too old. Did you have that kind of moment? Do you feel like there was a, So how old was your daughter?
Well, I'll go back before that. When she was born, she hated to be swaddled.
Oh, okay.
So she was always pulling herself out of the swaddle blanket. Mm-hmm. And she seemed to want to just lay like in, you know, under the AC.
Okay.
With her naked body. Okay. And I was always covering it, but she would take it off. I was like, oh my God, is this going to be like, nah, this can't be like a lifelong struggle. But but she always, when she was little, just wanted to run around naked.
Okay.
And I was always just grabbing something, just putting it on her.
Put something
right?
on her. Yeah, cover
Yeah. And
well, when they're babies, you don't want them to be cold.
Right,
but
you don't.
Yeah, yeah.
But as she's grown little by little, I would say that she was really comfortable running around the house naked.
Mm-hmm.
And I would even like grab one of my t-shirts and just put it on her.
Mm-hmm.
And we would have these conversations like, no, there are appropriate times. Mm-hmm. But she'd push those boundaries from the time she was very young. And, you know, there's a conversation in my head, which is I want her to learn to be appropriate.
Sure.
But I also never want to body shame her.
Right. Yes.
I don't want her at any point to be like, oh, I'm embarrassed of myself. Mm-hmm. For some reason, I need to cover this up for reasons that are other than just being appropriate.
Right. Right.
And, you know, especially, you know, we live in a world where people have body shame issues. Advertising teaches you you're supposed to look perfect. And as she started to get older, and especially, I would say, at around fifth, sixth grade, I started to get much more kind of firm.
Right, right.
Yeah. And
let's like set these boundaries. Here are the rules.
Yes. Yeah. Now, that said, like she'll regularly, you know, getting in and out of the bath or the shower. Mm-hmm. She is not, you know, shy at all.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Now, that's it. I would say in our household, you know, we're not doing the Bradley Cooper and scrambling eggs in the buff.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I feel
that's
like
not happening.
I feel like this is a little bit out of the ordinary.
Well, I wonder if it's also, you know, I don't want to say like New York, like everyone's that
open
and free, but it is, you know.
It's funny, and I do think some kids are more prone. You know, there's just so many children in our house that and there's always so much going on. I mean, I feel like very often they will get out of the bathtub and just run around naked. Guys, just put some clothes on. And they're also little that it's still fine. But I mean, we had four in the bath together.
Right, right. Oh, yeah, for sure.
For a couple years.
Yeah.
So, you know, it is interesting.
And you probably have pictures you can embarrass them with one day.
Oh,
right?
Totally.
Okay, good. That's
totally
important.
Yeah. Now only the youngest two will take a bath, but together. But it is, and it's cute. But yeah, it does. It is interesting that, and I do think there's just some families who, you know, and we are bad. We do, like, I'll leave the bathroom door open because somebody might need to run in and need
sure.
me,
yeah.
you know? But then we'll go to friends' houses or, you know, family or whatever, and they're like, you let your kids, you know, it's like you need to, you know, close the doors, no nudity, you know, it's interesting that different families do it differently.
Yeah, I don't really agree with that. And probably like you, I came from a family that was pretty traditional.
Yeah.
And like, I don't remember seeing my mom or dad naked. But I would say that she's grown up in a home where, you know, she hasn't seen us walk around naked.
Right.
But if she walks in a room or something, it's not a big deal.
Right. Yeah.
You know, so it's not something that's really hidden. It's just, you know.
It's also not like out there full on like Bradley Cooper style.
Right. Or is it like my parents' style, which is God forbid your parents,
right,
and, you know.
Right. Kind of in the middle. Yeah. That's interesting. I kind of wouldn't have pegged Bradley Cooper as like a guy who would do that.
Yeah, I don't think I would have either. But if you think about it, you know, he's an actor.
Yeah.
And it's like his dad did it. So, you know.
Used to those types of things. Well, okay, listen, the next thing.
I will say, he, you know.
Oh, yeah.
I think he mentioned something in there about he has the best conversations with his daughter when, like, she's in the bath and.
Oh, okay. So and, maybe it just is. Kind
well,
of
like, I will be sometimes in the bathroom. Like mm-hmm. she likes to take baths.
Uh huh.
You know, and I'll be there. You know, my head is shaved, mm-hmm. so I'll be there like grooming my head or something. Then we'll just be chatting while she's in the bath.
Yeah.
You know.
It's, yeah, it's a good time to chat. Sometimes.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
So the next segment here is Mom's the Word. This is a little product, a service, something that we like to share for other moms and dads.
Right.
Other parents who might be helpful. So this one, I don't know, you might be into this, although, you know, you're from Florida and so you have wonderfully tan skin. but I just discovered this face sunscreen from Trader Joe's.
Mm-hmm.
And it is $8, and it is so wonderful.
Okay. What's it called? It's just Trader Joe's brand.
Nice. Yeah. Do you ever shop at Trader Joe's?
Yeah, I love it.
Oh my gosh, we're big Trader Joe's people. But
good soups.
Yes. I had their tomato soup for lunch today.
Nice.
Yeah. So the Trader Joe's face sunscreen. If you're looking for a sunscreen, it does apparently sell out in the summer. So I just bought like 4 boxes.
Okay, this is good to know.
Just so that 4 boxes. Have
that's
it.
A lot of sunscreen.
It's a lot, but well, it's a smaller bottle.
Right. Okay.
I mean, I don't. Anyway, it's really nice, good face sunscreen if you're needing that. Okay. Our last article is from Parents. And we talked about this earlier. A little teaser: mm-hmm. Teenagers and toddlers are eerily similar. Here's the proof.
Yep.
So it talks about there's this TikTok mom. The Considerate Mama, and she posted this video saying, did you know that the ages of 12, 13, and 14 mimic the ages of 2, 3, and 4 very closely? Let me prove it. And she goes through all the things her 2-year-old does, says no, pushes boundaries, acts sneaky. Same thing for 12-year-olds. 3-year-olds have an insatiable desire for freedom and independence. They can do everything on their own. They have the fastest and most dramatic mood swings. You mentioned that.
Yes.
Same as 13-year-olds. So it's just interesting. She goes through all the ways that, you know, she even says preteens are basically just giant toddlers.
Well, yeah. And they have their own version of tantrums.
I'm not looking forward to that.
No. And they're very similar in a way. The difference is they may close their bedroom door and mm-hmm. they don't want to talk to you. They're not kicking and screaming on the ground. But they are having some version of a tantrum. And what I've learned is just to walk away and give her that space.
Give her that space.
And then she comes out of it.
Normally she comes back and she's like, is she like, okay, I'm fine now. Like, sorry, everything's good.
Yeah, actually she is. She is. Yeah. Which also tells me that she has some level of awareness,
mm-hmm.
you know,
mm-hmm.
some introspection. She'll talk about it sometimes. Uh-huh. And that's a good thing as opposed to the toddler who really doesn't have any of that.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. But there are a lot of similarities. I would say that like my daughter's, you know, you think your kid's first word is going to be like mama or papa.
Mm-hmm.
You know, her first word was no.
Oh, interesting.
It was no. She was drawing a line right there.
Yeah, she's like, and hello. This is the future personality.
Right, and I think that's often the case now, too. And I'll say, yes, mm-hmm. you are going to eat that. Mm-hmm. You know?
Mm-hmm. This is, I think, both good and bad. I think one thing it just, you know, I don't know. It's good perspective, but also it's terrifying because I thought I was going to be done with these tantrums.
I got to tell you, from my experience, not only with my daughter, but her friends and talking to their parents and going a little older to like 14, 15, even 16, that this is a little chunk of time that's a journey. And from what I've been told by moms and dads, it starts to level out about halfway through high school.
Okay.
But until then, you know, we're in for a there's a great quote from a movie, Fasten Your Seatbelt. It's going to be a bumpy ride.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But you know what? I'm always reminded that, you know, the kids are all right. Like if you raise your kid with certain values, just about what's right and wrong, good and bad, and how to treat each other and how to treat other people, including how to treat your parents, they're going to be okay.
Yeah, I hope so.
Yeah, and so to do what you just did, like exhale over it, you know?
Yeah, you just kind of have to marinate on some of this stuff sometimes because it does get, gosh. Also, so do you, now that you're out of the baby toddler, I know you're not in full on teenage years, but I mean, do you have a sense yet of like, okay, well, this feels like it's going to be easier? I mean, do you think one is going to, just Charles wants you to say to me, Karen, the toddler years are harder. So even though they mimic the teenage years, it'll be easier. Can you just say that?
What's different? Yeah. What's different is I can have a conversation with her now and ask her to look at her behavior, say, in different ways. Okay. I also, and I did this recently, can come to her and say, you know what? Maybe I was inappropriate in how I acted. Mm-hmm. Maybe I responded too quickly. Maybe I made an assumption that wasn't true. Mm-hmm. And if I did, I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. And so we can talk on that level, which when they're toddlers, you can't.
Right.
You know,
right.
So, but I still have to give her room to sort of process it all and time. Mm-hmm. But I think whoever wrote that article is right on that there are really strong similarities. And I think they have to do with periods of time when there's just this developmental growth in like a, you know, like you have a growth spurt with your body.
Right.
You have psychological and emotional growth spurts too. Mm-hmm. And that's exactly what happens in each of these areas.
Yeah. There was a quote, when children are little, their bodies and minds are basically being assaulted with change. Mm-hmm. Then in teenagehood, from increasing responsibilities at school to emotional drain and drama with friends, the body image issues and struggles. Mm-hmm. I know I can't be alone when I say I wouldn't want to go back and relive that time.
Well, I'll tell you, and I would throw into their hormonal changes. It's very, it's big because they're feeling emotions on levels they hadn't felt before.
They don't know where it's coming from.
Yeah.
Ooh, it's a lot. Okay, so I don't know. I'm not feeling too jazzed about the teenage years.
You know what? It's awesome though. It's awesome because you see your kids start to turn into, in her case, a beautiful young woman, and there's just something really great about that. You know, I miss seeing her as a 4-year-old, but I also love seeing her like succeed
and become a real young adult.
Yeah. And you're like, oh wow, now, some of this is starting to pay off,
you know? Yeah. Now do you have like dating rules yet? When does that?
It ain't happening. That's
what it is. It's not allowed. That's the rule.
I always jokingly say, you know, when you're 35, you can date.
Yeah.
But I also recognize she's starting to like boys, and some of them like her. And
that feels like that would just be so tricky.
Well, they say things like she and her friends will say, I'm dating somebody. And you know, it means that they're eating at the same lunch table.
Yeah. Okay. So, yeah.
But that's the beginning. You know, so, I am a little concerned because I think things can move very quickly and they don't understand the difference between maybe thinking somebody's cute and love. And, you know, once we get into high school, we're going to have to talk again.
Well, let's revisit this.
Right.
So do her friends have boyfriend or are they dating people already at 13?
Yeah.
Quote unquote dating.
They say they are.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, wow. They say, and they will do little sneaky things like kind of try to hold hands. Yeah. Which, you know, I'll be honest with you. I had my first kisses right at that age.
Yeah.
Now, I do think that.
Oh, I don't think I did. I was definitely not till high school.
Oh, really? Yeah, no, I did. And, you know, and it was fine. I mean, who cares?
It was good. Yeah.
But, you know, today, and I found this as a teacher, too, a lot of kids right in that age range don't have the space to have their first kisses. And what I mean by that is they're very often so planned, so scheduled that they never get to be sort of without their parents or just without a teacher, just hanging out like in the neighborhood. You know,
I do think that's changed a lot. Yeah. I think about us just as, you know, middle school, high school, walking around on the bike trails.
Right.
You
know,
meeting up to go get something from the grocery store, you know, just
Exactly. Go to your friend, the friend's house down the street.
Yeah.
This was the girl down the street, you know, oh my God, my mom busted in the door and I was like,
oh no.
Yeah.
All right. Well, on to a better subject. Do you have a win for us, Charles? Do you have a little win of the week?
Well, this is my win.
Okay.
She is really against me taking a picture of her and posting it.
Oh, like on social media.
Right.
Okay.
So.
Now, does she have her own social media?
Yes.
Okay.
You know, we monitored. We police it. Yeah. But, because, you know, and a quick note on social media, you know, it's so big.
Right.
It's like a tidal wave. If you think you're going to like have your avoid kid not it. Be, yeah, avoid it. And you're going to be the one, have the one kid who's not on it. You know, I'm sorry. It's just, it's not going to happen. And I don't know that it should because it's part of their world.
Right. That's a good point. And, you know, it wasn't for us.
Right.
But it is now. And we need to figure out how to live in it, not try to pretend like it's not.
Exactly. And teach them how to make good choices, you know, and beware of bad choices. Anyways, that said, you know, I'm at the soccer game yesterday and I'm thinking, oh, I really want to post this. I was like, you know what? This is an opportunity. So my win is I go to the top of the bleachers. I do like I'm going to take a selfie, but she's way in the background.
Okay.
You know, and I take my finger in the picture and I like point her out. I was like, I think I can get away with this one.
Oh, yay.
And of course I posted it and she'll never.
Nice.
So that was my little
win.
As a parent. I got to post the picture.
You got to post it. You got to do your thing. Is she a good soccer player?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. No. She. I will say this. It has. It's been really great because it's her first time. She's really felt like part of a team, and she's getting into team spirit. And she's also seeing
to learn.
Oh, and you know, to be a team player, really big thing, and she's also learning that the harder you work at it, kind of. The better you get. Yeah, so there's a lot of lessons with it. And I just, you know, I gush with pride when I see her out there.
No.
And every once in a while she scores a goal. And
especially when she doesn't know that you're posting a picture of her.
Yeah, right.
I love it.
Oh, I will say this, though.
Yeah.
She did say, don't come to my game. I'm like, wrong. I'm coming to your game. She goes, don't come to my game. You'll embarrass me. I was like, I get to do this.
Like, sorry.
I get to.
This is part of
and
it.
I will sit with all the other parents embarrassing their kids.
Like, what exactly are we doing that's embarrassing? Not sure, but.
Right. It doesn't
just
matter.
Just watching us talk.
You know.
Oh, that is so funny.
Yeah,
well, Charles, thanks so much for coming on. Thanks for filling in for Katie.
Sure, it's
we
a
might
pleasure.
Have you back on because you are just a wonderful anchor and dad and person, but it's nice to get a dad's perspective and get the teenage perspective because we are still definitely in the little kid years.
Well, I will tell you though, as a dad, what's really cool for me is to be a dad in a period of time when you see dads do things that maybe only moms did before, you know, like play a bigger role in drop off and pick up and showing up at school and just being a
part of. I'm tirelessly impressed by how you just really do a lot for your daughter. It's really cool.
So. Like rush to school when she forgets her lunch. You know?
Yes, you do. You do take a lot of phone calls in the newsroom. Okay. Are you wearing a coat? It's cold out there. Okay.
Yeah. Hello. Right. Yeah. That's a big one.
All right. Well, thanks so much for listening in, friends. We'll see you next time.
Anchor Moms is a Sinclair podcast produced out of WLOS in Asheville. We're your hosts, Katie Killen and Karen Zakalik. Anchor Moms is edited by Matthew Yates.
For more information on the topics discussed in this episode and to stay up to date on future episodes, follow us on Instagram at Anchor Moms.
You can follow Anchor Moms on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Know a parent who could benefit from this week's Anchor Moms episode? Your recommendations help our show to grow, so spread the word.